They broke into her car, and they're inside, and they saw her coming. So they reclined the seat, and they dropped down. So when she opened the door, a couple, you know what I mean, thieves came out, went at her, you know what I mean? She screamed for me, and I just went through the door, and all of a sudden, I realized I'm just seeing red, and I'm chasing these guys down the road. It wasn't until like 30 seconds later that I realized I'm butt naked.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to Oh Honey,
where we give the sweet and sticky with Amanda
and Summer.
And today we have Mike Ryan. So he is a fitness instructor, celebrity coach, and you've done stuff with The Rock.
Yeah, I've been with, I used to run, I can give you a little background.
Oh, yeah,
give
it to us.
So I'm originally from Boston area, been in fitness my whole life, played college football, got put by the NFL. Played over in Europe, and I was always a gym rat, a gym junkie. So I ran Gold's Gym in Venice, which is the mecca of bodybuilding.
Yeah, like classic.
The premier gym of the world. And you got to meet so many cool guys, so many celebrities, so many athletes. And during that time, Dwayne was just, he just broke into the wrestling. And he was an ex-athlete, so we hit it off, a personality drive. So he would train when wrestlers in town, and all of a sudden his popularity went through the roof. And he's like, hey, Mike, I get to do these mummy movies. And I really, I mean, I just eat all the time for wrestling. How do I start to, you know, lean up and really get this desirable Hollywood physique? So I said, well, let me show you what I know, what I learned. And that pretty much catapulted my career in fitness and celebrity training. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. He's a great guy.
Super giving advice guy. To The Rock.
Yeah, hey. Right. I know. Huh?
That's
and the thing is, I mean, he's such a great spokesman for health, fitness, and just a wonderful guy too. So he's really cool to be around. I'm sure you guys met him. I
haven't met him yet. Have you?
He's like DM'd me one day because we were talking about his new show, but then that's all. Yeah. He calls me S, guys.
S?
Yeah, yeah, nickname. So.
No, but no, he's just like, you can just tell he's just a really great, genuine dude. He's an amazing dad and husband. So.
Yeah, it's what you see is what you get, too. What he professes out there is how he is in real life. He works hard, trains hard, and he's devoted to his family, so.
Yeah,
good people.
Great.
Yeah, so it was really cool.
We need more of him in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
We need more people like him to look up to.
Yeah. Rock for president.
Secret.
Secret's out.
Yeah, secret's
2020.
Out.
But he, you also do stuff with Bollywood actors.
Yeah, yeah, and actually you lived in India, or did you visit India?
I didn't live there. You lived there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I lived there, yeah.
Yeah, I was there recently. I was there for like 2 weeks.
All right.
Yeah, but I was hanging out with all the Bollywood stars out there.
Super cool. Yeah, I saw your pictures and I was following you. I was
danced,
like, that's really...
She dances.
Yeah, I did a big like Bollywood dance
easy.
Performance.
It's easy. Screw the light bulb. Unscrew the light bulb.
Yeah. I don't know. This like dance routine they gave me. They gave it 2 days before.
Okay.
And they were like, "All right, you got to learn 8 minutes of choreo to perform live on stage as like the opening for the festival." And I was like, "Okay, cool. You know, I'm not a dancer." And this is 8 minutes, like,
wow, that's
and this is a lot.
Was it even 8 minutes though?
They cut it down in half because I was like, you gotta cut it down in half at least. That's crazy.
Yeah, sure.
But
that's insane.
It turned out great though. It worked
that
out.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
her
awesome.
Video was like when I saw it, I was like,
thank you.
So and great. Bollywood's super cool. If you guys have never seen a Bollywood movie, it's half dance, half song, and half movie. So the audience, the Indian audience. Love it. They go. They're fanatics. You
it's
go to
so
a movie
fun.
Theater in India. They're dancing and singing in the
it's
seats.
Like a party.
Yeah, it's a
Isn't
full-on
so
party.
It's so crazy how really different cultures are and how different people are. Like, it's so weird. That's not how we are. We like to sit in the movie.
See me in a Bollywood movie soon, Summer.
You should. Actually, I'm supposed to go out there again in the summertime.
We can train together.
High five.
You should train her for the movie.
Yeah.
Well, how I started in India, I was working on years ago. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Fight Club.
Oh yeah, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah. That's right. Very right? good. Yes, I was working with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, and it kind of catapulted me again in like, who's this guy training these guys? And there was really one individual whose name's John Abraham. He's a Bollywood legend now, and he was kind of fascinated with how, you know, these physiques are developing. It's lean, streamlined. Everyone's ripped. Everyone's shredded. So he's like, how do I do that? And I said, well, at first, I'm thinking Bollywood, just like, you know, skinny little Indian dancers, you know? So I'm like, you got to come out. If you're really serious, I want you to come to Venice, train at Gold's Gym, and I'll teach you the lifestyle. And he flew out, and I was surprised. And he was a real nice guy. And the first day, it was a great day because, like all the wrestlers in town. So we trained hard, and I said, let's go eat. Let's go eat with John Cena. We'll go eat with Hulk Hogan. All the wrestlers there were all sitting down, and John's telling about, you know, his acting in Bollywood. And these guys are really cool, you know. And the food comes. I ordered for him, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's just like, I mean, to maintain a physique, you're eating tons of food, you know what I mean? And we're eating with all wrestlers. So John got like pancakes, he got fish, he got eggs, he got a bowl of rice, he got potatoes. And he's like, oh, this is good. Do I get this? This is like my lunch, my dinner, my, I said, no, this is all one setting.
Oh my gosh.
So he was kind of freaking out, but it was really neat. It was a good time.
Jeez, if we do that, we would have to have a different plan, I feel like.
Of course, everything's geared for what you want to do. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I just come back like.
I was trying to explain to people like how much I have to eat when I'm like maintaining muscles. Like, you have to eat so much. It's like an everyday struggle because I go out of town for a little bit and I lose it all. Like, it takes forever to come. And then you lose it. So it's like it loses so fast, and then I don't want to be in pictures, and I don't want to be anywhere, because people are like, oh, in person, she doesn't look the same. It's like, no, I just haven't worked out for 2 weeks.
But that's the body
can be. It goes so fast.
Right, the body can be, it can be so unforgiving at sometimes. Like, you work so hard, then you take 2-3 days off, and you're like, oh my God, why'd you do this to me? I used to look great.
But then again,
as an athlete, though, you can rebound a lot faster, too.
See, that's the thing. Like, I've taken, like, a year off, like, really, really training like I used to, because since I've lived in LA, and like when I do, I just need to be in the gym for like a good week, like heavy, and I get it back so quick. It just comes.
Yeah,
muscle
awesome.
Memory.
Yes.
Yeah. When I say muscle memory, everyone thinks like it's like, you know, like you remember to ride a bike. I'm like, no, there's a different type of body muscle memory. Everyone's like, that's fake. I'm like, no, you just don't know how to use Google, because you can literally look it up. There's different meanings for different things. Yeah. So.
No, the science behind it, the muscle actually has memory.
It knows it's
been trained. Mm-hmm. It knows it's been trained efficiently and responds better.
That's why it's so great for kids to be in sports.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Yeah. Just be active, too. I mean, especially this day and age with all the video games and the social media. You know, you got to keep them active.
It's a lot harder if you're not training growing up, and then all of a sudden you're hitting the gym.
I know. I'm a dinosaur compared to you guys. You know what I mean? So I can't imagine growing up these days. There's no such thing as computers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so crazy because when you were a kid, we grew up, we'd be outside playing, we'd have all these great memories to talk about and everything. And now kids are just going to be like, do you remember that video game we had? Do you remember Fortnite? It's going to be like, that's not fun. I have so much fun as a kid. It was like the best time ever.
Of course. And keep the fun going. That's one thing that I think that I inspire to teach and everything, is keep fun. Keep fun in your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As you get older, it's always the play comes to work, which shouldn't. Play should always be play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You always have fun when you're running around because your body enjoys it. You release endorphins. It's a feel-good feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, people are like, it becomes, I have to work out. I have to do this. And that's
make it fun.
See, that's my whole thing. Yeah. It's like me and my mom, like my whole life, it's always been fun. Like,
guys are goofballs.
Yeah. It's like, I've got to go to the gym. When you make it a job, then it feels like a job. Yeah. Like, it's like the highlight of our day. Like, growing up and like going to the gym for me was like the funnest thing in the world. We based our day around the gym. It wasn't like, got to go to the gym so we can do things afterwards. It's like, no, let's plan our whole day about going to the gym because it's our funnest time. Yeah. It's like social time. It's all about mindset and how you make it.
All I heard was your mom, and then I looked over at him. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
date her mom.
Yeah, actually, I know Mike is his mom's boyfriend.
You should call him dad.
I know.
But here's a funny story. Years ago, when she moved, because her mom used to live in California, we dated, and it was like one of these things. She was like, I'm moving to Colorado. My dad's moving out there. And I was so in love with your mom, too. I'm like, she crushed me. She totally broke my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, so I went out there for a little bit, you know? And I said, it's just not working for me. I need to establish myself in California. Then we just talked sporadically. And she's always like, then she just showed up. She basically showed up like 18 years later. She goes, I got a surprise for you. And I'm like, what? She goes, oh, you'll see. I got a surprise. I'm like, ooh, whoa. Thinking, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she shows up with Summer. And I'm like, she's like, she got a butt like yours. I'm like, what the? I got a kid. Are you? I can't. She goes, no, I'm just kidding.
I was like, Mike could be my dad.
Maybe, you never know.
I know, right? Yeah, no, but it was funny. I was just like, for a second, I was but I was pretty excited for a second. I'm like, that's cool. She's a good girl.
Yeah, I've like known Mike forever, so if he could be one of my dads,
well,
I could have multiple.
Your mom's single, right? I don't know. I don't want to dive into her.
Yeah,
her
like
stuff.
Right now, she's like, I think she's single. I don't know. Her life is crazy. So.
Yeah, we'll talk to your mom about all this.
Yeah, mom's going to be on the podcast,
we're
too.
We're bringing her on, too.
But mom and Mike are really good friends still and everything. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've had a great relationship. Totally, it's one of when she moved away, and this was of course before you had all the cell phones and everything. But we always stayed in communication somehow, somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, when she would come back to visit or whatever, visit your uncle or her brother. Yeah. You're like, hey, I'm in California, let's catch up.
And it was always good to see you. Yeah, we always come and hang out with Mike and work out with him and stuff. Yeah.
Was it ever hard though, for like, because you were so in love with her that it's just like seeing her as like just, you know, on friendship level? Was
Yeah, feelings always, you know, rekindle. You're like, oh, it's always the what ifs, you know?
Yeah.
Geez, what if I moved to Colorado? What if I did this? Or what if I did that? But the highlight of it all, knowing that she's healthy, she's beautiful, she has great kids, and her life is awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the best reward.
I have yet to meet her.
Yeah, she's going to meet her for the first time.
She looks stunning.
She's cool.
Yeah.
Mike and Mom have the same mindset. You guys just, my mom is always just fun, and like, you guys are always fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. We only had one. Here's a quick funny story about why your grandfather, your dad almost killed me.
Oh.
So yeah, this is one time she was, you know, she'd come over, like, just stay over. She's like, no, I got to go home. I'm like, stay, you know, it was one of these days that, probably like how you guys feel after Coachella. I was like training, I'm beat, I'm exhausted, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I just end up falling asleep, you know? Mm-hmm. Took a shower, fall asleep, thinking she's in bed. And she's like, I gotta go home. She snuck out. I heard her scream. Did you ever hear the story?
Yeah.
Her mom's I hear like,
you hold back.
I hear, Michael. I'm like, oh, can you swear in this podcast?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? I just run out of bed. I just run outside. And there was a guy they broke into her car. Uh-huh. And they're inside, and they saw her coming, so they reclined the seat and they dropped down. So when she opened the door, a couple, you know what I mean, thieves came out, went at her, you know what I mean? She screamed for me, and I just went through the door, and all of a sudden I realized I'm just seeing red, and I'm chasing these guys down the road. It wasn't until like 30 seconds later that I realized I'm butt naked. I'm like, oh my God, these guys are screaming bloody murder. There's a naked guy chasing me. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna kill you.
Oh my gosh.
Then I came back and I'm like, don't ever leave. And your mom was so shaken that we had to call her dad. And he's like, and the only thing I had on was a towel at that time. He's looking at me, he's like, I'm like, I'm sorry. I wasn't there. I'm sorry.
My gosh. That's hilarious. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, they have so many crazy stories.
Yeah,
Mom and him are just fun. They're just like the same mentality.
I love that, though. So protective.
Well, I wasn't there at the big moment, but I.
But still, it's like the effort.
The effort was there.
Of the naked guy running down the street.
It was insane. It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying you and Mom have the same mentality. It was like you guys are like always your whole life, you've always been fit. And you're always healthy, and like no matter your age, you guys always have a young mentality.
I think that's
why you guys stay young.
Young as you feel, right?
Yeah, that's why Mom's always like, age is just a number.
It is.
Because like you see Mom, and you cannot believe she's 54 this year.
54.
Yeah. How old are you this year?
53.
Oh, wow, you guys are close to age.
Yeah.
You do not look 54.
Thanks.
You look younger than like some like 30-year-olds I know. It's so weird because people these days are like aging quicker. I see some people some days, I'm like, how do you look so old? You're only like 30 years old.
Well, my whole thing, I think it's a sign of the times. You know what I mean? Because like with the so much pressure to be liked, to get response on social media, that kids actually have so much more stress in their life.
Yeah.
Instead of being active, instead of going out playing and you know, picking up a game of basketball or going to the gym or something, they're so worried about, oh my God, I'm going to be liked. If this is going to be good, am I good enough here? I think they just put so much pressure. Look at the kids going to school too. I mean, their parents are crazed about trying to get their kids in the best colleges.
Yeah,
so much pressure.
Well, we've heard about that.
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think the hardest part for kids nowadays is like they leave school, but they don't leave the pressure of like being around peers and like it just sticks with them because the most bullying now happens
online.
Yeah.
Cyber. That's so true.
Yeah. So it's like you can't get away from it anywhere you go.
Because back in the day, I mean, when bullies don't really come up to your face and say that stuff.
Yeah, of course
not. Real bullies are like, they don't say that. Like, people don't really say mean things to your face. They're going to get on their little computer.
Yeah.
They're going to go on their fake profile or even their real profile, say whatever they want, and they have no, and there's no backfire from it.
I got to ask you guys a question, because you guys have millions and millions of fans. I mean, it must be tough, because sometimes you probably want to check in and see how the response is. What do you do when you get those angry, bitter messages? You just...
it's more on them than it is on us.
Like a reflection of them. Like,
yeah,
it's not personal because they don't know us personally. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's just certain times like where I see things where I don't care. Like, I could
it's
literally
just so
care
ridiculous.
Less. Then there's sometimes where I'm like on my period or something.
Yes.
And then I am. Like, I actually like sticks with me and I'm like emotional. I'm like, but then most of the time, any other time of the month, I'm good. It's just sometimes I'm having an emotional day. Like, I'm like, oh. Let her. But then I'm like, okay.
That's
I don't
actually
really
a
care.
Good release. Then you just need to cry in general.
I just need to cry it
let
out.
It out.
But when you're when you're PMSing, like as a girl, I guess you can't relate. But something so stupid.
Guys
things.
PMS.
Oh yes.
Oh.
Of course, guys PMS. Guys get dick pics. I probably get more dick pics than you guys.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Really?
Because well, I'm in fitness, and you know what I mean. There's a lot of gay guys in fitness. Yeah. You know what I mean. So. People are like, oh man, he would love to see this. I'm like, oh, why? I don't want to
All right.
see this.
I feel like, guys, like, I never want to see a dick pic.
Right.
Even
Neither
when
do
I was
just
the most...
so you know.
Yeah.
Never.
No one wants to see it. Like, I don't really know anyone who wants to see it. Actually, my mom gets so many. Did she ever tell you about the coffee table book she wanted to make? My mom wanted. She gets so many on Snapchat that she wanted to make a coffee table book. She wanted to like make a book. She was gonna like wanted me to help her do that.
But
like,
it's so unsettling. You'd be like, I can't eat that.
I don't really check. I know. I
but
probably.
But it's like mostly funny. But she gets like catfish. Like some of these dick pics are like, mom, that can't be real. Like what the hell?
I don't think
that?
There's ever a moment where it's like, ooh, yeah, that's
I know, right?
dick pic. It's usually more like, oh God, like.
It's like scary.
Look at this.
Like, I was literally like, what is this? Oh my God.
Like, you show everybody
like,
around
like,
you.
Like, it's almost like a laughing thing. Like, no, oh my no. God, look at this. And everyone's like,
scary.
Everyone's like a friend.
I'm always like, guys, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
You send it back. You're like, oh, you didn't get the right angle, bro. This is how
all
you really
about
go.
The angle. Everything's about,
angle.
Yeah. Everything's about the angle. So that's good to know. You get lots of dick pics.
Yeah.
Well, I say let's dive into our honey pot here.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
Because we have...
Yeah, so we have fans that, like, email us questions. It's our honey pot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in shape because I want to be healthier. And honestly, I want to impress boys because it seems like they only desire girls with skinny waists these days. I am not naturally thin. That is just how my genes are. But whenever I look around, all of the girls have really skinny waistlines. And truthfully, social media doesn't help at all. Every time I log into IG, I'm overwhelmed by how pretty and skinny all the girls are. However, it is so hard to stay disciplined. However, how do you stay motivated to work out every day, eat healthy, and also just take care of yourself? Hair, nails, and the whole shebang. XO. Love the no self-control. Shayna.
Oh, honey. Yeah, well, question. Is that like something, I know you're super into fitness, so you're probably attracted.
Well, my response to Shayna would be is train for yourself. Don't train for other people. Live your life for yourself.
That's what I say too.
Whatever you do, do it for yourself to make yourself happy. I mean, genetically, you may not be a skinny person, and don't accept that. Be the best Shayna you can be. Mm-hmm. And if you need motivation, what I do with everyone, I challenge them to set a short, obtainable goal, nothing more than 3 to 4 weeks. So in 3 to 4 weeks, if, you know, it's bikini season's coming up or that dress that you haven't worn in a while, you know, like a short that's going to challenge you, but you can obtain that goal. Mm-hmm. So once you obtain that goal, you'll be, okay, I got in that dress, so maybe in another 3 to 4 weeks, I'll go to, this dance or whatever, this concert coming up, and I want to look really good for it. Mm-hmm. So always set short, obtainable goals that are challenging, but you can reach. And do it for yourself. Don't do it. I mean, people out there, don't live your life for anyone else. Live it for yourself. You know what I mean? It's like a chase great. Boys
that's,
and all that other bullshit. That's all
that's
bullshit.
That's always what I say because everyone's always asked me, how do you stay motivated? And it's like, if you're getting motivated to impress a boy, if you're getting motivated for the summertime, you're not going to be motivated for long because you're going to lose interest in the boy. You're not going to care. And then summer's going to be gone. Winter's going to be here. You have to have it for your own self.
Bye, summer. But you got to make yourself a priority, and a lot of people don't want to do that.
Yeah,
you know, and that's for any age too.
Right,
but I also don't think all guys are into the.
Everyone has different sizes, so maybe a guy likes the a not-so-skinny little waist. Like, they don't want that.
I like them thick.
Guys like curves.
I like them thick.
Yeah.
Everyone has different things.
And some guys love, like, a slim girl.
And, like, when she's saying, like, she logs into IG and every girl has a skinny waist, I'm like, okay, that's not true.
I see what she's saying, though. Yeah.
But she's looking for the skinny waist because that's what she's insecure about, so she's probably judging herself compared to those girls. But
it's like when you buy a new car,
everyone.
Too. It's
You're looking
you
at
see.
All the cars. When I'm about to get my hair done, I'm looking at everyone's hair. Yeah. Usually I don't care.
Sure.
It's like that's what she feels insecure about, so that's what she's judging her and comparing herself to. But when in reality, there's a lot of like bigger models like
course,
that are getting
absolutely.
Very popular nowadays.
Absolutely.
So it's like you just have to embrace it. Like, yeah, genetics are
confidence.
A thing. Yeah, and genetics are a
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
And
yourself.
Sometimes so many girls like they always want to like they DM me or message me and they always want to look like me. I'm like, okay, but if you don't have genetics to look like me, you're never going to. And why would you want to look like me?
Right.
Look like you.
Look
be
like
the best version
absolutely.
Of you. It's like I always try to tell girls, it's like if you genetically don't have the genes to have a big butt, you're never going to unless you get a fake butt or whatever. But it's like, why do you want a body that's disproportionate? If you don't have genetics and a body shape for it, it won't look good anyway.
Right.
It's like have the nice, firm body that fits your body.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
It's just like embrace yourself.
Yeah,
like
sound advice, way to go.
Yeah. So. I love that. I think also it's like, for fitness and everything, like I think it is important for people to do things for their health and their wellness because that, you know, it just shows self-love and it shows that you're, and it builds confidence even more. Like
absolutely.
You can still be curvy and still be healthy. Mm-hmm. I love my curves, but.
That makes two.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, thank you. But it's like, it's just the body that I have.
Yeah.
For me, for fitness, it just makes me feel good and it builds those endorphins and
absolutely.
I'm more confident throughout the day because I'm like, I'm doing some work towards it, you know?
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it make it a requirement for somebody that you're dating to be... have the same passion?
No, actually, I'm dating a vegan right now.
Oh, you are?
Which is the exact opposite, yeah.
Oh, I
know.
Love that. What's
yes.
your name?
Yeah, so she, I mean, sometimes she cooks me food, which I'm shocked, you know what I mean? I'm
like,
oh,
what?
You're so sweet, yeah. She's like, oh, this was meat. I'm like, oh, thanks, baby.
How long have you been trying vegan food?
What's
AKA
that?
Dating her.
I'd say almost a year. I mean, I've known him for a while, you know, familiarity and just,
yeah. That's awesome. I love that she's feeding you vegan food.
She does sneak me vegan food all the time. It's ridiculous, yeah.
She's like, here, try this.
And I'm like, this wasn't
See,
regular.
See, that's Amanda. Anytime I hang out with her, like, I
They do.
Food
you got to
like,
watch out for
like
vegans.
It.
They're sneaky like
we are
that.
We sneaky.
She's trying to make me be vegan. It's
We're
like,
trying to change the world one
I'm not trying to make you
know,
be
totally.
Yeah.
Well, you got to eat my friend Paul DeGelder.
Yeah,
he's the he hosts Shark Week. He's a fascinating guy.
Oh, awesome!
He's a shark attack survivor. He lost an arm and a leg in a shark attack.
What?
Yeah.
I remember when I came over and he was telling us the story.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Both
yeah.
Same side.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. Like right when his when he was swimming, right when his
the
hand hit his leg right here.
Oof.
The shark took his hand and his hamstring.
Oh.
All in one bite. Yeah. So he
My
lost
gosh.
It all. Yeah, but he's. And here's a guy who just...
Yeah, how do you survive that?
I know,
that is
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, well, it was lucky his team was right there because he was a Navy diver, so his team...
Just immediately
yeah,
on it.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Knew how to, like, respond.
Right. Yeah, but he's...
Wow.
And he's dedicated to saving the world and vegan, which is irony because you figured he'd want to hate sharks.
Are you right? You and know, now he's like, let's save
I know,
him.
That's my thing. Is like, how can
Well, he's in their territory, right?
Yeah,
that's
in
his
the
mindset.
Water. Mm-hmm.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't he still, like, swim with sharks and stuff, you
were
saying?
Yeah, all the time still.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome.
Amanda got bit by a dog and she won't even touch dogs. I'm kidding. I bring up in every podcast this dog thing.
About my dog bite.
She gets mad.
No, I mean, I brought it up. Like, now it's like clear in Summer's mind. She's like bringing back my trauma. No, but it's true though. It's like for me, I don't hate dogs. I'm like looking at dogs to adopt now. So oh, fun, I'm just nice. Like trying to figure out what type of dog I want
to
get.
I'm still good friends with Mickey Rourke, the actor. He is a fanatic when it comes to dogs.
Yeah.
And if you follow him on Instagram, people actually write to him all the time to find homes for abused animals.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, and he has followers, and he's just like, all right, his takes a picture of the dog. This is where he needs. This is where it's located.
I love that.
And he wants to vet all the people. He's like,
so important.
Yeah, he's like, who do you, give me your background. I want to see pictures of you. I want to see pictures of your house. I want to see. I'm like, Mickey, settle down. They're gonna.
Yeah, he's just investigating.
Settle down.
That's cool.
Just let him take the dog.
I know, totally. But he's like, no, I want this dog in a good house. Because he's crazy with his dogs. I mean, absolutely nuts. I had to go to his. If I can tell a funny story real quick.
Yeah.
We're filming in London. You know, he's like, I want you to come out. One time he had this one dog, a little chihuahua named Loki, traveled everywhere with him. But when you go to England, since it's still an island, all animals have to go on quarantine. So he's like, there's no way my dog's going on quarantine. He calls me Muscles. He's like, Muscles, you're coming in with Loki. I'm like, well, what do I do? He goes, figure it out. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. So I'm like, all right, I'm making plans. You know what I mean? I'm going to fly to Paris. Fly to Paris, and I see you can take a train underneath the channel. So I'm thinking, all right, I'll just somehow stuff him in my gym bag. So we fly to Paris, and I'm thinking, he's texting me, where are you? I'm like, this son of a bitch is going to get me screwed. So I'm like, screw it.
Yeah.
I got his credit card, so I'm taking pictures. I'm like, hey, me and his dog, and on the Eiffel Tower. He's like, motherfucker, get here. I'm like, nope, next day we're having wine and everything.
Yeah. So
I'm like,
making your way over.
Yeah, totally. So I spent 3 days in Paris with this dog.
That's awesome.
Then we had to go. We took the train underneath, and all of a sudden this is, you know, the security everywhere, and the bags go through X-ray, so I just had like a backpack, you know, so I'm just throwing it up there. I just have this on. I'm like, and I'm having a moment with this dog. I'm like, do not talk, do not say anything, do not squeak, do not bark. Shove him in my bag, shove like dirty underwear on him, shove him in sock.
Like,
yeah, totally. And we just go right through security. Boom, boom, boom. What are you here for? Oh, just vacation. He gave it like a little squeak.
The guy's really?
Like, yeah, walk out. I'm walking. I'm like, don't say anything. We go right through security. Get outside, I sprint for a cab, hop in a cab. I'm like, just drive for a mile as fast as you can.
Cab driver's
over.
Like, what
yeah,
did you
yeah,
just
right,
do?
Yeah, right, totally. So we fly over. I'm like, pull over.
Terrified.
I pull over. I zip him the door. He's like, I open the door. He pees everywhere. I'm like, thank God. Yeah.
That's great.
And was it just as easy to get him out?
Oh, well, no, because they've already been quarantined. So easy.
It's good.
Yeah, just throw him right on the plane.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, back to the honeypot.
All right.
Back to the honeypot.
Here we go. So,
Queen Bee.
Okay.
Question two.
Oh, we didn't answer how to stay motivated, though. I just really want to.
Oh, yeah, we said.
Well, I was thinking about set short-term goals, short attainable goals.
So there you go.
Yeah, challenge yourself daily and set short attainable goals.
Well, there we go. No self-control, Shayna. She's got it.
Come on,
all right.
Shayna.
Yeah, get together. You got this. All right, so here we go. Question number two. Hi, guys. So all of my friends seem to always be on diets. It makes me really self-conscious about myself because honestly, I don't want to diet. I always feel like the fat one because I want to eat 3 meals a day. That's good for you.
Yeah.
5, do more. Mm-hmm. And snacks and desserts too. Whatever, I'm just living. My friends are very health conscious and I am just not. It's making me feel like we have less in common even though we have other things in common. It kind of makes me stick out. And it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong. Like for dinners, they just want to make vegetables when we all cook together. But I want a freaking hamburger sometimes too. Summer, this is you.
Yeah.
Are you writing in?
I know, but I would definitely eat more than 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And second like, line like though, her, so you.
It's like her friends want to be health conscious, but they eat
this
less
like
than 3 times
you
a day.
And like, I'm the friends. But they don't even eat meat. Oh my
uh-oh.
God!
Each, well,
each, you're
each
writing
thing,
in
each thing that they like we've had so far. She always looks at me and thinks it's me writing in.
Yeah,
I'm like too relatable, I guess.
Sketchy here.
Yeah, but they don't even eat meat, so they would freak out at me for just bringing it up. I don't do that though.
I know, but I kind of do get the bad vibes from you. You're like, you animal killer.
No, I'm just like, all right, sure, you know.
You're just like, you do
kill our planet. That's right. Fine.
It does kill your burger.
So. No, I don't. I'm not too preachy. I'm just like, here's a vegetable. All right. Okay, so I kind of feel shameful when I hang out with them. Help. How can I live amongst a group of overly healthy grass eaters? From Let Me Live. Summer, what do you think?
I wrote this, so you guys give me advice, okay?
Well, let's hear from you. Well, I would hope that she exercises.
Yeah.
If she's going to have that, if she doesn't want to be the vegan and she's conscious about her weight and her training or weight and her lifestyle, then she should exercise. If she's going to eat healthy, then she's got to exercise more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all geared to exercise. You need exercise in your life.
But you
and
need
if she's
help.
Just worried about girls, you know, they just had vegetables. I want a cheeseburger. Have a cheeseburger.
I hope those girls don't work out, though, if they're only eating vegetables. That's not
I only eat vegetables.
Oh, but you need protein.
You get it from vegetables.
There's plant protein, quinoa. There's a whole lot of sources of protein.
Protein in broccoli?
There's protein in broccoli.
If I'm going to get 70 grams of protein a day, I'm not going to do that from eating vegetables.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's all just education about what has protein, what like amount of
protein. You just have to eat so much to get enough protein as you eat a hamburger, like you know, meat. Yeah. You're gonna have to eat a lot of vegetables.
No, some of the vegan proteins actually have more protein than a burger does, and you process it a lot better than animal protein.
I was thinking, you know, like veggie grill, I'm like, what absorb. Is this? Like, this might not be good for us because it's not chicken, it's not meat, it's no meat, so what is it?
It might be worse for us than it really is. The overly processed stuff, I do question, but some of the tofu that's a little bit like
so
the tempeh is less
like
processed.
Being so healthy, but you're putting like toxins in yourself, it's like, look.
But meat is also super processed. As well, a lot of it.
No, I go out and I. Just kidding.
You go and hunt it in LA.
Yeah, I think a lot of
becoming
things
a debate
are,
between Summer and LA.
I can
it's
see
a lot of opinions. It's just like all things. It's like there's bad shit in everything.
Yeah, to eat
vegetables, you know what they do? They spray paint them to look different colors. They pump like
organic
the soil is on. Did you know organic? All they have to do for like a hen house to make it organic is they only have to open a window in like in the place where they keep the chickens. That was so. We live in a world where it's you don't
that
know
makes you question.
You don't know what's real or fake. You don't know what makes it organic. Oh, so you're not putting like toxins in the soil, so all of a sudden it's organic.
No,
like,
there's
you
toxins
don't know.
Already in the soil. I mean, there's certain
so
things
everything,
that you can.
Guys, I just want to eat what I want because we're dying anyways.
Make
just
the
let
most
me well.
I disagree with some of that, but we won't go into like the health and diet full stream talk.
I'm just
that's going to be a whole other podcast.
Stuff too are just bad. I know me and Amanda need to have a debate.
Totally.
Or just
vegan against non-vegan.
Yeah.
I just want to understand vegans. Like my problem
I just
is
think
I don't
if
really
you
understand
have alternatives
them.
For doing good for the environment and the world, why not, you know, embrace
explore.
Them and not be so close-minded to the idea of...
I know, but the thing is, a few vegans in California are not going to stop killing animals and everything
I stopped, I think it was... I forget how many animals I saved in my time of being vegan, but I'll put the statistics below for you guys so you can have that. That's just one person doing it.
How do you know that it's like those statistics are
real? It's real because it's the amount of water, too, for the environment. And the amount of meat
less water for the environment?
Yeah, because the amount of water that
stay hydrated.
The amount of water that it takes to raise a cow.
Yeah, there's a crazy stats about that.
Yeah, so it's like it just we'll watch Forks Over Knives later. we'll get to that.
I mean, the thing is, the only reason I would be vegan is to save cows and animals because they're treated horribly and it's horrible with how they're treated, but it's not going to stop.
But
you know all the other countries in the world how they're all meat eaters and they're not going to change. It doesn't
matter.
Well,
it's a culture thing too, but it's like if you're aware and able, like why not do some good? It's just my
Well, they're going to die anyway.
Well, you're guilting me. Stop it.
No, I'm not here to guilt.
Basically,
but I don't think it should ever be shaming people. Like I don't think like it's like, hey, you're a bad person because you're not vegan.
Hey, you make me feel like I'm a bad person because I'm not saving the environment when I could.
I'm just giving you facts of what things are. If you say that something is like this and it doesn't give you this and it doesn't do this when it does, that's when I have to come in with the hard facts. And that's the only time, this is like the only time I've ever done that.
Okay, guys, so Shanna's question is, how does she live amongst grass eaters? Yeah. Don't.
Hence.
Just don't hang out with them.
The location switch.
Yeah, so me and Amanda just got a fist fight. Just kidding.
He had to break us up. I won because I'm plant-based.
So. No, I won because I eat meat. I'm stronger.
It's been endless, folks. It's been endless. Yeah. Next time I'm showing up, I'm wearing my referee shirt.
We needed a very large barrier.
Do you guys understand that everyone who's vegan is going to hate me because they're going to think I hate
vegans? Everybody who eats meat is going to hate me.
No, because vegans, meat eaters don't care what other people eat, but vegans, for some reason, if you're not vegan, they hate you. People, like, guys, I love vegans. I'm just saying, me personally.
People who hear you say that you're vegan hate you. They're like, oh, you're not a real human.
Okay, I guess it's both sides. Yeah. There's two sides. So,
yeah. Like, oh, you haven't lived life.
So we're both going to get hate.
Just disclaimer.
We both are hated.
We always do disclaimers. I know I'm not perfect, so I'm almost afraid to say I'm vegan because I know how intense people can be about it, but I don't think that's the way to change people.
Like, right, you have to, like, everything has to be done with love. A lot of people, like, come at you so aggressive, then it makes you not want to do it because it's like,
you're like, okay, you're crazy.
That's making me feel like shit. It's not going to make me want to do it, you know? Yeah. So it's like, it's all how people, like, approach everything in life.
And everybody is so hard, too, because, like, even for me, when I was growing up, I ate meat all the time. I ate Hamburger Helper. I ate McDonald's all the time. I had, like, I loved a Big Mac. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. Like,
see, for me, I grew up with a bodybuilder dad. Like, my dad is so, like, he's so old school and stuff. It's all meat. Yeah. Like, if I told my dad I'm vegan, he might disown me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, he would literally hate my
guts.
But
it's crazy because a lot of bodybuilders now are
A lot of them turned vegan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So I guess you can get protein.
Well, it's a sign of the times, too. I mean, with the science, more science and more literature coming out.
Better products.
Yeah, totally. And you have a good stance on, you know, saving the environment.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that.
But we feel
let's
it.
Let's go get a cheeseburger.
I know. Yeah. But you have to save the environment. You will catch us at In-N-Out.
He's such a good guy. He's a great great catch for a girl. You see how he just, like.
I know. He's making us both happy.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I was sweating.
See, that's important about like for relationships too. I think it's very important that a guy knows
compromise.
How to compromise. Yeah.
Don't be stubborn, guys, and always have confidence.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
Very important.
See, what I need to do is learn. I've never researched being vegan. I don't really know much about it. So I'm just knowing from my family. My family is like the most least vegan family you'll ever meet in your life. Like, dad's a hunter and stuff, so it's like, for me, I'd have to, like, research and actually, like, invest my time and not get my family's opinion, because they would literally, like, you're so LA now, Summer.
My dad used to pull me on a sled behind him as he would, like, hunt for deer, shoot a deer,
pull
the deer, pull me behind him.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. See, I would never go with my dad. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm weird with animals. Like, I'm obsessed and I, like, can't even kill a fly.
Yeah.
Like, if someone kills a bug in front of me, I cry. So, remember, you would think that I would be vegan when we first met because I'm so weird about animals.
Yeah.
Like, I go out to the pool and I save any bug I can.
Yeah.
So, but then I eat animals.
Well, that's how it is in India.
Yeah.
Because being, their religion, you know, they believe in reincarnation, so that fly could be an uncle.
Exactly.
Right.
Not eating hamburgers there.
I gotta save my daughter. No, but I just like how I love like everything that like is alive, so it's like I want to save it. Like,
but the thing is, like, that's why with meat too, it's like the face is taken off. It's stripped of like everything, and I always just think like, all right, could I like sit there and kill a chicken even though I don't need it to survive right now, you know? It's like not what I like. We can go to the grocery store now, we can like grow things on our own, we're not as like savage as like, you know,
sure, the old
we used to have.
But
to
my question is, okay, if we're not like, you know how sometimes when hunters have to hunt because we get overpopulated with deer and stuff, so how do we not get populated with animals if we're not eating them?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
I'm saying, like
even in Pennsylvania, they had, hunting season for the deers, but they also had hunting season because
they... To fend off the population.
Yeah, but that too, like, they don't have it throughout the year, because it's like...
Sure.
You don't want to kill off
all of them.
I think we just imbalanced, like, things so much
Right.
Just how like we raise cows, how we give hormones.
See, my
thing
is, I think that people just killed, like in the old days, like they did everything humanely. Like, and kosher and everything, and that, and then people had to come in, money had to get involved. Now
it's
they're treating
industry,
animals
yeah.
horribly. It's just a business. It's just like, it's horrible the way they treat them. Like, that's why I can't even watch it, because I like will throw up because I'm disgusted.
It's good too.
It's, like, it's just so sad, like the way they yeah. treat them, everything. It makes you want to be vegan because it's disgusting the way they treat them.
It's a reality.
So if they treated them more nicely and they stopped pumping them and they're treating them the way they treated, like, it'd be easier because it'd be like, okay. We like, you know, they're always gonna keep going, you know, and if, like, you know, cows who live an amazing life and they're out in fields and yeah. it's like it's a different way, mm-hmm. but it's like the way they do it is disgusting. It makes you literally like when it's I like, watch those videos, yeah. I never want to eat another animal.
Yeah.
But then it's like you don't meet them, you don't know them, you don't have anything to do with it. So then in your head, you're not thinking about it. Yeah. But then when you watch the videos, then it's like, oh, it's
conscious. Those videos are so good.
Conscious
with the cheeseburger.
Eating.
You're just eating a cheeseburger and you're like.
But that's life in general. I think we're so used to systems and how things work and what people tell us, like whatever that food pyramid was that we got when we were like growing
up. I know,
like
what you need to eat and yeah, stuff. We were like just like
question everything in life. Like right. no matter what the normal thing is, no matter what everybody else is doing, like this person's paying this much. This is like, it's like question everything, research it, go into it,
yeah,
and then
do your own research and
yeah,
and not from like mainstream like sites. You have to go into yeah. like stuff that like people right. haven't like made up in their own way.
Because yeah.
the thing is, we're sad about all the animals and stuff, but around the world, there's people getting murdered and treated horribly and raped and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah.
it's bad at a lot of places. Not only animals are getting treated bad, people
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but you can't think that way either. Like, you can't be like, yeah. It's like if you think that it's just like, for me, that's like, then there's no hope.
Yeah.
Like if you at least
But you
have,
also have to just know, like be aware of stuff that's going on in the world.
Yeah,
also.
You have to have some sort of, like you have to have compassion for things, whether yes, other bad things are happening. If you're highlighting one issue, at least you're highlighting an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like for some people who don't highlight anything, I feel like that's where even more issues come from, because it's like the least thing we can do is just help every little bit that we can on different things, whether it's saving children, educating children,
right.
you know, saving, bringing some form of like microfinancing to areas of poverty to help women in business. Like that's another way. You know, so there's always these different little things that we can do, and especially like us with a platform and a following, that's like 1,000% our job.
Right.
Like, because we're ever going to do is inspire others to do the same thing that we're doing too. So I think that like whether it's like even with being healthy and fitness, like with what you're doing, you're inspiring people to go to the gym, take care of their own health so they're alive
yes.
to be passionate and take care of other things too. So I think all that is so important, but back to...
I know we're talking about the world and animals
but
and everything.
I mean, that's love. That's a relationship with the world, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is also super important. So it's like getting outside of our bubble and our norms of thinking and being open-minded and just trying to do good, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Right on.
Let's do it to
yeah,
it.
Do but it to it.
I think that's...
I think, did we answer Shanna's question?
We did. We said, did we?
Yeah, basically, no. Yes, for her to exercise.
You give
the summary. Yeah, right. For her to exercise, if she wants to hang out. This is the one who wants to hang out with the skinny people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
plant
grass
eaters.
Eaters.
Right, yeah.
Grass eaters.
You know, if she wants to eat healthy, she's got to take a healthy approach to her lifestyle.
What she needs to do is see, look at me and you. We're friends, but we live a whole different lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't, like... Just because they're eating, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Do
don't
what
conform.
You need to do.
Yeah.
Like what you do for yourself.
Yeah.
Like you can't do stuff to make other people happy.
Yeah.
Like you have to.
You have to do
yourself.
It as a decision for yourself. Nobody else is gonna make that for you. And yeah, it's like it doesn't sound like her friends are like preaching to her all. It sounds like it's in her own head
yeah.
a lot of
oh,
it.
Definitely.
So it's like if she feels that way, if she feels like they're super healthy and she's not healthy. It sounds like a feeling that she has
of guilt. It looks like she's guilty
yeah.
for not being healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
like,
but it, like, she, I mean, then it's just like, all right, I could do better for my health. Like, let me try a little. Like, I'm sure she's not with them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
I know what I'm so. Like. Are you guys living together?
Like, yeah. And if they are, then just like
buy your own groceries.
She's in the kitchen more apparently because they're on a diet. So like,
I'm like, they're
fine.
Only eating like 2 times a day. She's like, I want to eat 3 times a day at
yeah.
least. I'm like. You shouldn't really be eating
yeah.
more.
I think it's at a point where you just don't let other people's opinions reflect on you, no matter what it is in life.
Of course.
No,
so.
Right. that's what you have to just stay strong to who you are, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of that is like in her own head, and that she just needs to build the confidence to get through, or if it's that guilt, like maybe make some lifestyle changes for herself and still eat her burgers, but use her healthy time to be with her friends, if that's how she feels.
It's like, why can't you have a burger with a side of veggies, yeah, grass?
Compromise.
All day.
Yeah. All day. And yeah, I mean, it's all about how you look at it too. If you're looking at it as a diet, that's why I like to eat in moderation and stuff, because for me, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle.
Exactly.
Like, don't be on a diet, just like make it your lifestyle.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. Like,
dude,
like,
I literally have days where I'm just like, I'm eating.
You're like,
I have days
cheat
where
day,
I want
to
eat pizza all day and cupcakes, and then I have days where I eat salads and turkey and feel great.
We all
have moments, okay?
Yeah.
Bad and good ones.
Life is about balance. Good to be confident, but also do things that you're proud of so you can have that confidence.
Right.
Boom.
Boom.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. And click those links below.
Click the links, guys. And thumbs up if you're watching this on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Yeah, we need a thumbs up and a subscribe. Hey.
Let's do it all. And also, if you want to send in your diary entries, send them to diary@ohhoneydiary.com so we can read your stories.
Yeah, send us some good stuff, guys. Any topic, anytime, anywhere.
Lego. Thank you, guys. Love you so much.
Honey.
And thank you, Mike.
Thank you,
thanks,
guys.
Mike, you're amazing.
His info is the link below, too. Love you, guys. Mwah.
Oh, honey. Diary LLC makes no warranty or guarantee as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information and recommendations presented in this podcast are general opinions only.
This podcast should not be considered professional or expert advice. Reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own discretion.
Oh, honey.